Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. I know because I've been a subscriber to the magazine and have enjoyed a rich friendship with the founder, Steve Strang. Now, let me tell you something. I got some exciting news here. You can now not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Larry Tomczak, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at, listen to this, charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. This is a story about megachurch pastor John Ortberg. According to the church where he pastored, Menlo Church, Ortberg allowed a volunteer who was attracted to minors to work with the children. In response, the church placed Ortberg on leave. Hear more after this break.
Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. Again, that's tmin.live/home.
Popular megachurch pastor John Ortberg betrayed a bond of trust, according to the church he pastors. A statement written by the church elders indicates that Ortberg allowed a church volunteer who admitted to being attracted to minors to work with children. According to the statement, in July 2018, a person serving in the Menlo Church community came to John and shared in confidence an unwanted thought pattern of attraction to minors. The person assured to John's satisfaction that the person had not acted on the attraction and sought John's support. John believed the person and provided prayers and referrals for counseling. But that's where it ended, according to RNS. Ortberg took no further steps to bar the person from working with minors, according to the elders. He also did not talk to other staff or church members about the situation. On Sunday, February 2nd, Ortberg's estranged daughter, Daniel Lavery, a transgender man, posted a message on Twitter saying she and her spouse, a transgender woman, reported the pastor. Lavery says that a church member confessed to having inappropriate sexual feelings about young children for years, and that they intentionally sought out unsupervised positions where they could volunteer with children, including volunteer opportunities that included overnight travel, reports RNS. Lavery says they confronted Ortberg and urged him to tell the board. When he refused, Lavery says they went to the board themselves. After that, Ortberg was placed on leave. The church's elders say that if any abuse allegations come up, they will be reported to law enforcement. A church spokesperson said that the volunteer in question no longer worked at church events. According to the elders' statement, Ortberg agrees that he did not handle the matter consistent with his responsibilities to Menlo Church. It also says Ortberg deeply apologizes for his actions. Church leaders adopted a restoration plan that would let Ortberg return to the pulpit, pending the board's approval. Read the full report at charismanews.com. Tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast, and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.